Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
See the gotta take it, wanna meet my fate. Cause the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's too late.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. You can read, listen, ask questions, including the body of work that Steve Martin has deposited with us, the things he's written, the things he's told us on the web, on the show. We've archived for you. I don't know how many hundreds of, over the last 13 plus years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. So many important things that you can learn from him. So find that on our website too. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter and take the poll question also right there on the homepage. Steve Martin, thanks again for hanging out with us. Steve's website is profitpro.us, by the way. I just happen to know that after all these years. His book is called Instant Profits. Steve, you said something a minute ago about the smart companies are finding opportunities by picking off competitors who aren't doing the things that their company, that their customers, that they know customers want. And I agree with you, but I'm saying that whereas when you and I were pups, that's how it worked. The customer was kind of a passive participant in the whole process, and they waited on people like you and me to call on them. And so I would call on them, and I'd convince the customer to change, to change companies because I knew something, or we were doing something the other company wouldn't do, the competitor wouldn't do. But what I'm proposing is that in today's marketplace, in the age of the customer, customers are doing this on their own. They're deciding on their own. Hey, that company just doesn't have it anymore, and this company does. I see it right in front of me online. What do you think, Steve?
Oh, that's absolutely true, Jim. People vote with their feet, and they vote with their computer mouse.
Their index fingers, right?
That's absolutely right. Yeah, they go where they get the service. They go where they get the products. They go where they get the value. And it really takes a sharp eye on the part of the business person to recognize what's happening to their business as a result of customer behavior. And smart companies are keeping their finger on that pulse and are changing, modifying the way they do business, modifying the products that they provide and the services they provide to meet the needs and anticipate the needs
right
of the customer. Because you're right, it is the age of the customer.
Well, the people who are really being successful are doing something that the best companies have always done, and that is making sure that when you think about your business, you don't just think about what you offer, you think about what customers expect. Not only what they are buying, but what do they expect? What are their expectations of you? What is their impression of you? How do they want you to talk to them, to connect with them, to serve them, to fix things when things get broken? I mean, the customer's expectation is what drives business these days, isn't it?
It really is. And you know what, Jim? People don't buy from stores, and they don't buy from websites. They buy from people. And this is particularly true when you're looking at a small business. You really have to have some sense of a relationship. Even if you're doing an online business, the people who are buying from you want to understand or at least have some sense that there's an individual or a group of individuals behind that electronic storefront that do care about them as a customer and as an individual.
Mm-hmm. And
that's kind of,
a lot of people think that you can't come across with that online, but you can, can't you?
You really can, and it depends on how you have your conversation with the people. It's more than just a nice, sharp-looking website that functions properly. It's the things you say and the way you handle your customer service and do the thinking for the customer so that you are helping them to trust you mm-hmm. and know that you respect them as a customer and are going to meet their needs. And, of course, that shows up in simple things like return policies
right.
and shipping policies and the way you describe your product and accessibility to additional information and things like that, the tiny details that really make a difference in that relationship.
Well, even including about you and the people running the business. I mean, people go to a website to consider a company, even if they're not going to buy from the website, even if they're going to go into the business and make the purchase, they still would in midnight when they wake up and they can't sleep, they're surfing around when you're sleeping, you know, they still would like to see that, hey, this is kind of a mom and pop here. These people have been doing this for 12 years and they work together and they got 3 employees and they're the names and the pictures of the employees. People like seeing that, don't they?
Jim, you are so right. If I go to a new website, and that's easy to do these days in the age of search, if before I make a buying decision, I go to the About You page, and I go to the Terms and Contact Information page, and if I find a contact information page that doesn't have a physical address, a phone number, and an email, I will never buy from them.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go to the About You page, if I do find, even if it's if it is a mom and pop, I've bought stuff from mom and pop hardware stores in the middle of Pennsylvania, as opposed to one of the big box stores, mm-hmm. because I felt confident
mm-hmm.
in a relationship with these people. I felt that
they did something. They said something. They demonstrated something on the website that made you feel that way. And so, folks, these are all little bitty things, an aggregation of little bitty things that make customers be attracted to you. I'll take a quick break. Talking to our good friend Steve Martin. We'll be back after these messages. Tintail.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.